1-800-878-9898. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. We are back in our regular studio as of last night's Sunday edition. And tonight with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
All right. Well, hey, so since I wasn't on last night, neither were you, Allie, how was the Liberty Forum for you?
Well, I came back yesterday, so I missed yesterday, but the...
There really wasn't anything that happened on Sunday. It was pretty much just clean up. That's it.
Saturday was awesome. I had a good time seeing a bunch of people who are friends of the Free State Project but don't live here yet, probably planning on moving, a lot of them. And people that we know, we don't get to see that often, they were all there, and it was a good time to see those people.
I was talking with Cody O'Connor from Off the Air Live at a party on Saturday night, and it was interesting because he... felt like this year was the real, like, gelling year for him. And what I mean by that is he had gone previously in the last year to the Liberty Forum. We're talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum thrown by the Free State Project, which is where we were this weekend. It's an annual gathering of hundreds of liberty-minded people all in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, for speeches, panel discussions, networking, eating, good times. And what he explained to me was that it being his second year, it's... easier, it feels better because you know people. And this was certainly our experience, Mark, you and I, going to the talk radio conferences in the world. That, you know, that first year that you go to a talk radio conference, you don't know anybody, and you kind of have to introduce yourself to people, and it can be a little awkward doing that. And then the second year there, you know some people, and then they're more likely to introduce you to other people that you don't know. And,
yeah, that's how it kind of goes.
Yeah, and so he felt much more comfortable with his experience this year and really felt like this was a community that he could be a part of. Not that it was a bad experience the first time around. Obviously, the first time was good enough to bring him back the second
time. It's hard to meet new people. It's a difficult thing for a lot of people to make those connections in the first place.
So I just thought that was an interesting story that, you know, that second time was the deal cincher, so to speak, for Cody. So he sounded like he was much more interested in making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project than he was a year prior. Others were saying kind of similar things, like this was like this preeminent conference for them, this really awesome experience, more so than the previous year. And to me, it just felt like another great Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it was. I think I heard Brian Sovereign last night on the Sunday show make some sort of statement about how fantastic this particular Liberty Forum was, that there was something about it that, what did he say, it propelled libertarianism into the mainstream or something, you know, some sort of superlative like that.
Yeah, for me it was just a great Liberty Forum. I would agree.
Did it seem like there were, I liked that it seemed not as crowded this year. Were there less people there this year?
I didn't get that impression. I think the numbers were about the same.
I would like to know that detail. I wasn't really sure whether it was busier or not.
I prefer it to not be as crowded, but I understand that some people's goals are to have as many numbers as possible, so it could be a bad point.
Next year, the venue is going to change, and it's likely to be a lot more space.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Rumor has it it'll be moving to Manchester at a much larger hotel, and that'll be good, too, because there's a lot of people who actually leave the hotel for Liberty Forum during, like, Friday and Saturday night. They had these parties that were going on at a couple of the activist gathering locations that were in Manchester. So it's fun to go to those parties. I don't know if you went to any of them, Allie.
No.
But I went to both of them, and it was the first year I'd ever left the hotel because I'd previously thought, well, you know, it sucks to leave the hotel. There's people that want to hang out in the hotel. But it seemed like so many people were going to these parties, I felt like I really should go there. And I ended up being glad that I did, had some good conversations, and enjoyed myself. But it's a hassle to have to drive all the way up to Manchester from Nashua. That's, you know, 20-minute drive or however long it is from point A to point B. and on one night it was particularly treacherous road conditions. I mean, we passed by a car that had flipped over on the interstate. It was really, really icy out and particularly dangerous. So I think it would be a lot better if it was... if the event was happening in the same place where these, what are now regular yearly parties, are happening.
A lot of, you mean as far as the same city?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more convenient for people. It'd be more likely that people would leave the hotel or want to leave the hotel if they knew that all they were doing was going four blocks down the road or something like that.
Yeah.
So I thought it was great, and if you missed it, go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can learn more about the event and what it was, and of course, next year it'll be happening again. And it's not your only chance in 2014 to come up to New Hampshire and check out the Free State Project. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is on the way in just 4 months from now, basically.
That's right. You were saying that some people had a better experience because they got to make a lot of the connections they made last year at Liberty Forum. But I don't see why people going to Liberty Forum wouldn't also enjoy Pork Fest, and that's even sooner. You could make those connections at Liberty Forum and then remake them again at Pork Fest.
For sure. And Pork Fest is happening June 22nd through the 29th. Registration is open now, as I understand it, and I think it's pre-sale ticket price of $45, if the same price at Liberty Forum is still applying online. I honestly haven't looked on the website, so expect a decent discount if you go and grab your tickets right now at porcfest.com. It's very exciting. Yeah, early bird admission, $45 for the whole week, and it's a week-long camping excursion with, and you don't have to camp, there's hotel rooms too, but you're going to be basically in the woods as opposed to in a hotel. It's a different event, but
bigger.
A lot of the same people and a lot more people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So start planning for that one now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to the phones here and talk to Brian calling from New Hampshire. Listening to WSMN. Hey, Brian. Do we have Brian in New Hampshire?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just got off the phone with Alan Cole. And I wanted to actually ask you guys something.
He
thinks there's some sort of correlation between firearms and being afraid of a black president. So I called him and I said, well, can you please explain to me what firearms and racism have to do with each other? And he couldn't put any kind of correlation or any evidence between it.
Who is this that made the correlation?
Alan Cole. It's on his radio show.
Oh, okay.
So once he was called out, though, he decided to actually start lambasting all of his apparently libertarian viewers, which I will never tune in again. But I wanted to actually take you guys' opinions on why is it that they're trying to associate gun ownership with racism?
Well, that's a new one for me. I mean, it would seem to me that black people also own firearms, so I'm not sure what that would mean if you were black and owning a firearm. Would that mean that you would, by his viewpoint, and obviously we're accepting your interpretation of what he said, we haven't heard his exact words, but, would that mean that a black person owning a firearm was also a racist? Is he saying that all people that have firearms are racists, or just white people?
He said the record production of guns today is only because of their black president, quote unquote.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that there's probably a fervor around there being a Democratic president who's liable to grab some guns. I mean, I think that it is fair to say if Barack Obama and his cronies had the opportunity that they would take more guns out of the hands.
Hang on, didn't the assault weapons ban expire during the Obama administration?
Yeah, but they can't pass any. I'm sorry, Barack Obama doesn't get credit for everything that happens, and he doesn't get the blame for everything that happens. So the fact is that not a thing can go through this Congress because the House is Republican and the Senate is mixed.
Okay.
So he's not. It's not because Barack Obama wants it to be that way. It's because the law can get passed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fair to say that Obama would probably grab some guns if he had the opportunity. Lots of politicians would, especially Democratic politicians. I don't think it has anything to do with race.
Nor did I. I just wanted to see you guys take on it. Thanks.
There you go. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, I'm actually glad he called in. He's on hold at the moment. Dobby Barker is with us because I had his article that he wrote about his experience leaving the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, where he was harassed by TSA for being a Bitcoin supporter. And this was pretty shocking news. He's presumably calling to talk about that because I haven't screened his call, but I know he's there. We'll come back with more and share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll-free, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. We give them away to you. You get to create the content. right there, front page of the site. You just submit whatever you want, and it can be a YouTube video, it can be a news article, a blog post, whatever online content you want to share with our listeners. It just appears on our website, and then others like you can vote up or down on every item, and you can decide whether or not it's good or not so great. And then we'll be able to determine just by a glance at our front page as to what it is you, our listeners, think is important. Of course, the best way to inform us of such a thing would be to call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Now, $6shirts.com is big into Bitcoin. These are one of it's one of the top t-shirt companies on the web, and they want to be the t-shirt company for the Bitcoin marketplace. At $6shirts.com, sure, they'll take your credit cards. But they'll also take Bitcoins, and they keep the Bitcoins. They don't cash them out like a lot of companies who say they accept Bitcoins. Yeah, those companies accept Bitcoins and immediately turn them into U.S. dollars. But Bitcoin, or excuse me, $6shirts.com keeps the Bitcoins. They purchase advertising with Free Talk Live with their Bitcoins. If you order with Bitcoins, your order gets priority over the other orders, so the cash orders of the day. And they've also got, you know, of course, a Bitcoin-related shirt or two over at $6shirts.com. They've got hundreds of shirts from which you can choose in different categories like TV and movies, internet memes, sports. There's all kinds of different categories there, geek stuff, and plus, of course, liberty-oriented and other political shirts. $6shirts.com, they're committed to the Bitcoin community, and you can get a free Bitcoin trucker hat with your order if you pay with Bitcoins and enter discount code FTL. That's $6shirts.com. Again, use code FTL at checkout after you add that Bitcoin trucker hat to get it for free. We go to the phones and to Dobby Barker. He's on the line with us via Skype. Dobby, welcome to Free Talk Live.
How's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Just super. You sound great. Are you back in California?
I am safe at home in California.
All right, you made it. I saw some sort of post you made on Facebook yesterday that was blowing up where apparently you were harassed by TSA agents because they figured out that you were a Bitcoiner.
That is correct. If you want the full write-up, you can go to the front page of dailyanarchist.com, and if you want to hear the audio that Bill Blupert and I recorded immediately after the incident, you can go to bitcoinnotbombs.com. But yeah,
okay. So hold on, just a point of clarification. The article I saw was on bitcoinnotbombs.com. Is that not the full write-up?
No, the full write-up is at dailyanarchist.com.
Okay.
So the Bitcoin Not Bombs one was something I threw up really fast. We recorded that audio and I just described it very quickly.
Got it. So what happened?
So I always opt out just sort of out of principle, and I was wearing my orange Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie, and despite what a lot of people have commented, of course they stopped you if you had the word bombs on your shirt, but I didn't. The Bitcoin Not Bombs hoodie only has the plane on it. It doesn't say bombs on it.
No, it doesn't. I actually have the same t-shirt. It's a B-27?
It's a B-17.
It doesn't say it on the back with all the logos? There's no
bombs. No, it says Bitcoin is the honey badger of money on the back.
Okay.
You had honey badger on your shirt? No wonder they stopped you.
Yeah, right. All right. So I get through the pat-down, and I always say something to the pat-down guy, but nothing really relevant happened there. But once I was finished with the pat-down, they told me that they had to open my bag because there was a lot of strange metal in it. And what that is all my shiny badges inventory. Now, that's happened to me before. It happens about 50% of the time. And usually they just open it up. They see, oh, they're just lapel pins, no problem, and they let me go. Now, this time they actually unpacked all of the pins, they put them in a separate bin, and they ran them through the x-ray machine again. Huh. And then they gave them back to me, and they said, you're cleared to go. And so I packed up my bag, and I walked into the terminal towards Bill Buport when I was approached by two sort of nicer-dressed TSA officers, like the supervisor type of TSA agents, right? Mm-hmm. And they just walked up, and they said, where are you flying to today? Now, I actually thought at the time that they were other people from the conference, because there were other people in the terminal from the conference, and based on the way that they were dressed, that's what I thought, because who just walks up to you and asks you where you're flying to?
All right.
And so I said, Earth. Like, this is a joke. this is a joke I say. When people ask me where I'm from, I say Earth, because I'm a sci-fi geek and I'm sort of a universal humanitarian, right? Anyway, so they didn't like that, and they said, can you be more specific? And I said, the northern part. And But I'm still thinking these are friendly people, right? And then they say, just answer the question. And that's when I knew I was talking to a bureaucrat.
Ah.
So,
how are these people dressed?
These were dressed like suit and tie. One was in a dress shirt that was blue, and one was in a dress shirt that was orange. They had name tags, but they were like just the name kind of name tag. I didn't realize they weren't like badges. And so I didn't get a good look at them. But
could have
so
been
I didn't
Liberty Forum what? Folks, because people kind of dress nicer for Liberty Forum.
Right. And there were other Liberty Forum people in the terminal. Like Bill Buport was there, and he was actually a big help. So he says, just answer the question. Now, I don't answer questions. So the first thing I said is, are you conducting some kind of an investigation or are you
Perfect.
Suspicious of me for some reason? And they immediately said, we're the ones asking the question here. And so we played this game for a while of, am I going to answer these questions? And I started to say, like, it came down to he wanted to know. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous still.
It's nerve-wracking to deal with these folks. I mean, it really gets your blood pumping. I mean, what do they want? Why are you asking me these questions? And they have no respect for the Constitution.
Not.
The fact is, when you ask them if they're conducting an investigation, they had to answer you. They have to tell you whether they're conducting an investigation or not. It's my understanding.
I don't know.
So I asked them if I was obligated to answer their questions, and then they told me that they were obligated to ask me these questions, which is not an answer to that question.
No, it's a dodge.
It's a dodge. And so this sort of escalated. They asked me if I was traveling internationally. They said if I was traveling internationally, that I had an obligation to answer.
Now, point of clarification before you go on. You said there's audio. How much of this is recorded?
So none of this is recorded because I just came out of the checkpoint and I was all disheveled.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, my phone was deep in my backpack and I wasn't about to open my backpack. But what I did was I recorded my memory. The moment they left, Bill Buport and I got together and made an audio recording so our memory was as fresh as possible.
Yep.
And that audio is at bitcoin.bombs.com.
Okay.
So they said, you have an obligation if you're flying internationally. And I said,
I wonder how this is exactly that I as an American citizen, if that's what they're going to claim I am, have an obligation to tell, because I happen to be getting in a plane and flying to another country, that I somehow have an obligation to give American law enforcement officers, which they're not, some kind of extra information. Now, how did that come about? I know when you're crossing a border that you have an obligation to the Border Patrol, but I'm not crossing their border. I'd be crossing into the other country's border.
Davi, stick with us if you can. We'd like to continue this conversation. More here in moments with Davi Barker, the Muslim agorist, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. I'll take this daily anarchist piece that he wrote up. We'll put it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter for you to peruse at your leisure. And we'll get more of his story here and what happened in the... This is the Manchester airport, by the way.
Yeah, not only international flights out of there.
Free Talk Live.
With a little know-how, virtually anyone can hack or track a wireless device.
It's Keith from Block It Pocket with a warning about hackers and Big Brother monitoring your mobile device.
Block It Pocket essentially blocks out any outgoing or incoming signals. Yes, even when the phone is off and the battery removed.
Protect your privacy. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Visit blockitpocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. You do have to send us a contact request first. If you don't do that, it's not going to work. So send the contact request. It will be accepted, and then moments later, you'll be able to contact us that way. And you'll sound great, like Dobby Barker does. We're going to get back to his call and his thoughts here in a moment about what happened to him in the Manchester airport. As he was trying to leave to go back to California from the Liberty Forum event this weekend, he was harassed by TSA because they determined, based on the fact that he had the Bitcoin logo on his hoodie and several Bitcoin shiny badges that were in his bags that he was working on selling at the Liberty Forum, that he was a Bitcoin supporter, and they had some questions for him. We'll continue with his story. And by the way, speaking of Bitcoin, the Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up in just over a week. We're going to be heading out. I think we're leaving Tuesday, Mark, for this conference, because it's actually a midweek conference, kind of unusual. It's happening on the 5th and the 6th.
So well, it's happening right before South by Southwest.
Okay. So that's the 5th and the 6th, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Texas Bitcoin Conference will be happening, and it's going to be a big deal. A lot of people are really jazzed up about this. All kinds of great speakers from both the Bitcoin community and the Liberty community. And there will be three tracks at any given time, meaning there are always three speakers from which to choose. So they'll guarantee to be something you're interested in seeing. There'll be several big announcements as well slated for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. And don't forget the awesome hackathon with the big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the hacking all-stars. You don't want to miss a minute of this event. If you're into Bitcoins or even curious, this is the place to be. March 5th and 6th. It's coming up, but it's not too late to get your tickets now at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Again, TexasBitcoinConference.com. We will be there. broadcasting live. So I'm excited about that. In fact, I heard that Ernie Hancock is going to be there doing his show as well. So it should be a really good time. We'll look forward to seeing you at TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we go back to the phones here, in this case back to Skype, where Davi Barker is with us from Bitcoin Not Bombs. And I did post the big story that you wrote about this being harassed by TSA. You had your Bitcoin Not Bombs badges pulled from your inventory as you were going through the checkpoint in Manchester. They gave them back to you and you thought you were clear, but then two suited TSA agents came up and started questioning you, and that's kind of where we left your story off.
Right, so they wanted to know if I was traveling internationally, and I said, do you have any evidence that I'm traveling internationally? Because the TSA agent at the front checks my boarding pass, mm-hmm. and they said, well, we want to search your bag for your boarding pass.
Well, I'd also like to point out that this is Manchester Airport. There's probably not a whole bunch of international flights going in and out of there. And so they would have some general idea as to whether or not you were – I mean, it may be that there weren't even international flights going out that day. It's quite possible.
Okay. So what I said was the TSA screening has already determined there's nothing dangerous in my backpack. I don't feel obligated to consent to a search. And then he threatens to have me arrested. He says if I'm not going to cooperate, then he's going to call law enforcement and have me arrested.
Yeah, and he didn't ask you for your boarding pass. He just wants to search for your boarding pass.
And right.
That doesn't really make much sense.
Why wouldn't he say, could I please see your boarding pass?
Right. So at this point, I'm not answering any more questions mode. I was about to ask for an attorney. Or demand one. My wife is an attorney, so that would have taken them a while. But then the other agent says, we just need to know about the Bitcoin. Now, at this point, I'm like, full stop. I'm flabbergasted. The TSA is asking me about Bitcoin. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? And he says, we saw Bitcoin in your backpack.
I wondered if this is related to the Bitcoin-related paraphernalia.
No, I didn't have any Bitcoin-related paraphernalia. I sold out of Bitcoin-related pins at Liberty Forum, and I gave away all of my Bitcoin-related flyers to other activists before I left.
So all you had on you with a Bitcoin logo, I'm sorry, I presumed you still had some Bitcoin pins. All you had on you was just your hoodie.
I had my hoodie with the Bitcoin Not Bombs logo on it, and I had a hand-drawn blockchain.info logo that I'd drawn on a piece of plastic in my backpack.
And that was it. Okay, got it.
And that was it. So I know he's lying. Like, I'm assuming he's talking about Cassatius coins, but I know that he's lying to me because he did not see a Bitcoin logo in my backpack. He did not see a Cassatius coin in my backpack, right? So
Cassatius coins are like the physical Bitcoins, which...
It's like a novelty.
Yeah.
Right. So I say, I want to speak to a superior officer because I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And they essentially say they are the highest ranking whatever supervisors on site. And we get into this discussion of what this is for. Like, what did you see that you think that you saw? Now, what I think is going on here is they saw my hoodie. They see the Bitcoin logo. They must have gone through some sort of training to look for this. Then when they saw the X-ray of my backpack and all of the miscellaneous metal in it, I think they just assumed that those were Cassatius coins, right?
Okay.
So I asked him, what does a Bitcoin look like? And he tells me they look like medallions or tokens. And so I tell him I don't have any tokens. Like, I probably shouldn't
but you have medallions.
Volunteered any information.
whoa. You have medallions. You may not have tokens.
Right. Well, I didn't want to say that I didn't have any Bitcoin because I did. I had some on my phone. And if you lie to them, that is a much more serious crime than not answering their questions.
But that's kind of a weird, like, to say I have Bitcoins, it's like...
It's absurd.
That's just weird because you're talking about something that they find on you that they search you for. They're like searching you for Bitcoins, and then having Bitcoins online in a ledger somewhere through the Bitcoin network is like a different kind of
right. You don't actually possess the Bitcoins. You only hold a private key that allows you access to the
Bitcoins.
It's
like having your PIN number.
Yes. You can as you bang your cup across the bars, you can recite that back and forth. I don't possess the Bitcoins, just a private key. Bring.
If you say, I don't have any money on, you know, I don't have any money, then like, that's not really lying if technically in some bank account you have money.
Right. Well, I mean, at this point, I'm scared, though. Yeah. Like, at this point, I think I'm going to get some sort of trumped up money laundering charge or something, or they're just going to disappear me for a while. Bill Buper chimed in at this point, and he told the officer that makes no sense because Bitcoin have no physical manifestation. They're a digital currency. And this sort of brought Bill Buper into the scene,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And they started asking him if they were traveling with me, what are they doing there?
Do you have the internet in your pockets?
Right.
This is how ludicrous this question is.
So he asks, he says, we just need to confirm whether or not you have, how much money you have on you. And so I say, how much cash do you think that I have? And he says, well, it depends how much Bitcoin that you have. And I say, what do you think Bitcoin is worth? And he says, well, we understand that it fluctuates a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
accurate.
At this point, what?
That's accurate.
Yeah. So at this point, I have one officer talking to me or one agent talking to me about Bitcoin and how little he knows about it. And the other agent is talking to Bill, and he asks Bill's wife. He asks Bill and Bill's wife if they know if I'm traveling internationally. And Bill's wife said, not that I know of. And then that was it for them. They said, oh, he isn't traveling domestically. We're done here. And they both just disappeared.
Weird.
Well, it sounds like somebody gave the TSA folks a class on bitcoins,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They're going to go looking for some bitcoins because we got to make sure nobody's got more than $10,000.
Well, right, because that's the arbitrary amount of U.S. dollars that you're not supposed to be allowed to leave the country with without jumping through some sort of crazy hoops and paperwork and fees or whatever. So do you think that's what this was about, Davi, that ultimately they were trying to determine if you were an international flyer, if you were trying to
sure.
leave the country with more than 10 grand?
Well, just briefly, it didn't stop there. They hung around the gate where I was at until I left. So there was both the agent in the orange dress shirt, one of the agents in a blue sort of standard TSA agent, and two police officers in flak jackets and sidearms were
wow.
sort of like hovering around the gate until we left. So what I think is going on here is FinCEN has said that they can regulate Bitcoin using existing laws. And we sort of celebrated that when they said this because we thought that meant that they weren't going to be passing Bitcoin regulation. But what they're actually doing now, or at least what this looks like they're doing now, is they're using existing law, they're interpreting it in secret, and they're sort of like enforcing it without legislation. So they've decided, TSA has decided that their job is to enforce this rule that you can't
fly internationally. Stand by. I want to come back with more here.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, court ruling apparently in Florida that living off the grid is illegal. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We can tell you more about that. Plus, Allie has 14 tricks for better conversations. So that sounds useful. We'll also get into that as well. Of course, your calls come first here at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free Pro XPN line, 855-450-3733. And if you value your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. What is ProXPN? It is a global virtual private network. It encrypts your online data, meaning that everything that leaves and enters your computer is encrypted by ProXPN's servers, or actually, excuse me, by the software that runs on your computer, and then it is shuttled off, that data is shuttled off to their servers where it is decrypted and sent out to the rest of the internet. So what that protects you from is your internet service provider being able to snoop on what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging everything that you do. Every website you visit, every search term you enter has probably been kept on file, in some cases for up to 5 years at some internet service providers. So as soon as you start using ProXPN, which you can start right now for free at proxpn.com/FTL, as soon as you start with ProXPN, you're immediately protected from ISP snooping. And by the way, ProXPN does not do logging of your internet usage habits, so that's handy. In addition to that, they protect you from location, like people knowing where you are. So what happens is when you connect to a ProXPN server, every website you visit from that point will think you're at the location of the server. So it could be Dallas, it could be, I think there's one in Seattle, LA, New York, there's some international servers like Singapore, the Netherlands, Prague, and the UK. You pick the server if you've got their premium account, and you can move servers too. If you want to move to a different server, that's not a problem. You just connect and disconnect. So proxpn.com/FTL, that's where you can go to download their software for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android devices. Also, there's instructions for Linux users. It's a little bit different, but you can get it working with Linux, and it's pretty simple. So proxpn.com/FTL, when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth and no limits on what you can do with ProXPN, like you can, for instance, torrent with their premium account. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and when you're ready to order the premium account, use our discount code FTL20. That gives you 20% off for the price of the premium account for the lifetime of the account. Code FTL20, and that brings the price down to $5 a month if you buy their annual plan. If you want to save more, just use Bitcoin to pay for that annual plan, and you'll save 33% that way. There is a 7-day risk-free money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose, but more of your privacy if you do nothing. Then you can't expect anything, because if you don't take steps to protect your privacy, no one's going to do it for you by default. You've got to do something, and ProXPN can help you. ProXPN.com/FTL. Davi Barker is still with us here, staying on board here to discuss his harassment at the hands of TSA at Manchester Airport, asking him if he had Bitcoin in his bag, if they could rummage through his bag after he'd already gone through the screening. Some suited TSA agents wanted to continue to subject him to inspection. And I think it's interesting, Davi, that like the success for you here is that they didn't rummage through your bag. You did successfully sort of turn them away through asking questions and having conversation with them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So apparently you weren't obligated to allow them to search. I suppose if they kept pushing, you probably would have had to, because I'm pretty sure there's some signage up that says that, you know, once you pass this checkpoint, we can search your bag at any time. I know that our one of our co-hosts in the past, Sam Dodson, was harassed by TSA agents for different reasons, being in the terminal, and they brought a dog out to sniff out his bag. So it certainly could have been something they pressed you on, but because you asked them some questions in return, like, well, are you conducting an investigation on me? And you managed to, you know, I guess they asked you if you were on an international flight. You made it clear that they weren't, that they then left you alone. So I suppose they could have pushed it, but they didn't, I guess is my point, that by standing up to them and not easily obeying at the first question or the first intrusive demand, you did back them down. So congratulations there.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost just like buying yourself time to think, in a sense. Mm. Like, it happens so quickly, and it's so stressful, and it's so, like, they're threatening you. They threaten to arrest me over asking them questions. So
it's hard to know what caused their suspicion in the first place, but I feel like if I go to the airport and I opt out of their regular screening procedure with the backscatter machines, that they're going to be suspicious of me. And I personally just think the pat-down experience is worse than whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just for me personally. It's different for different people. But I'm more disturbed by the pat-down than I am by the machines. So
you'd rather have the TSA looking at you naked than touching you?
Than touching me, yeah.
There was one other thing that was weird. When the woman was pulling the lapel pins out of my bag, she asked me if I had any coins. And I said, no, why? And she said, I want to make sure that you don't have anything valuable. And I said, well, those are valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, that line of questioning didn't strike me as strange at the time, because I'm accustomed to TSA agents asking you to take coins out of your pockets. But in hindsight, that's a really weird thing to ask somebody when they're just putting the stuff back through the metal detector.
Yeah, I have to say, you're
right.
Yeah,
I think that they probably got some kind of, you know, some kind of class that says, be on the lookout for bitcoins. They hold value. And they probably didn't get entirely understand what a bitcoin was.
No.
And they may very well have shown some, because oftentimes people will show pictures of bitcoins. And a picture of a bitcoin is just
kind
of... You
mean the physical bitcoin?
No, it's just something made up. I mean, they'll... Every time oftentimes when you see on Facebook, there's some kind of gold thing that has
round.
The Taiwanese baht symbol on it,
yeah.
And it's round, and you know, they may very well be confused and looking for these things, because they're worth a lot, whatever they are, because I mean, you can't show a picture of a Bitcoin. They don't exist. They're ones and zeros.
Right, and if they know what the price of a Bitcoin is, it's right now around five something, close to $600. They would know that if you had 20 of those, that would be the $10,000 traveling limit. So
I probably looked like a jackpot from their perspective.
Right.
Well, why don't they question everyone who might have some money in stocks or something like that, like invested in other things which you can't necessarily prove the value of at the time? They're just trying to justify it by saying, well, we have a limit on how much money you can take with you out of the country. But that doesn't seem legitimate, because I don't really see the difference between having an investment in a stock versus investing in Bitcoin.
Well, Bitcoins are far more liquid.
I think it's a selective enforcement thing. I think this is sort of one of the ways that they've decided to regulate Bitcoin.
interesting. Davi, so you got through the checkpoint, you got past the suited agents, then there were men with dogs and guns? Did you say they had guns?
They had guns, no dogs.
No
there
dogs.
Were two men with flak jackets and sidearms that were sort of hovering around the gate where I was.
Mm-hmm. Now, they brought out the dogs for me when I had the expired driver's license.
And you didn't see these men walking to any other gates. They were just there at your gate.
Yeah.
I know that when they were searching me, there was a period of time, like a year or so, that I was being basically harassed every time I went to the airport. It didn't have to do with bitcoins. What we found out that it had to do with was that I had gotten a misdemeanor conviction for the obstructing government administration when I stood in front of a police car here in New Hampshire back in 2011. That misdemeanor conviction was basically triggering super secret searches and all kinds of scrutiny. I was getting held up at the check-in counter. And the other thing they were doing was they were bringing agents to the gate and randomly supposedly searching people's bags again as they were getting on the airplane. So it's certainly not unheard of for them to be conducting a second search of someone's bags if they have suspicion. But, I'm glad that you were able to actually avoid that. So, again, congratulations and thanks for being diligent about reporting this quickly and getting on the case. And the only thing that's missing is video. And like you said, it was a fast thing. They approached you quickly and you didn't have time to think. And hopefully next time you'll say, hang on one second, guys, I want to get this on the record, and then pull up your camera at that point.
I mean, it'd be pretty funny to open your backpack, take out a camera, zip it back up, and then say they can't look in your backpack.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad you made it back. Is there anything else you wanted to share about your story tonight?
Yeah, just that in hindsight, doesn't seem that strange that they would have picked me out because I was a very unusual traveler based on my shirt and my luggage and what I was carrying and whatever. But the reason I think it's important is that nobody has said anything about the TSA screening for Bitcoin. And I think that I'm sort of the perfect storm to have outed them in that sort of targeting.
Yeah, you're either the first case you're certainly the first case who's ever mentioned it.
Right. So there are two approaches. Either be careful and don't wear your Bitcoin shirts through TSA, or organize some sort of everyone wear their Bitcoin shirts through TSA.
We're going to be flying
and
to Austin
soon.
I'd like
to organize that for the Austin BitCon. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be wearing my hoodie through TSA again.
Yeah, I plan on having a Bitcoin shirt or something like that on.
Maybe take a Cassius Bitcoin and see if they try to confiscate it.
No, right. I'm not risking a cassatious Bitcoin. Right. It's too valuable.
You're right.
Thanks, Davi. I appreciate your call tonight. And you said you're going to Austin, too?
I am. I'll see you guys there.
We'll see you there, man. Thanks for the call. More coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.